Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with attendees at the unveiling of the life-size bronze Captain Kirk statue during Trekfest in Riverside. First, I spoke with former city council member Steve Miller, who wrote to Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry requesting that Riverside become the future birthplace of Captain James T. Kirk and also initially conceived the life-size statue.
So when you wrote to Gene Roddenberry some 30-something years ago, how does it feel all these years later and what Trekfest has become?
It's amazing. First of all, the Star Trek is so enduring and that so many people can relate to it, remember it, and take part in it. And it's had so many different versions over the course of the year that there are many fans who have probably never seen the original series. When I came up with this, I had read a book, The Making of Star Trek, which Gene Roddenberry co-authored, and there was a biography of all the characters in it. In Captain Kirk's biography, it says he appears to be about 34 years old and was born in a small town in the state of Iowa. Nobody had claimed that. So we were looking for a way in Riverside to figure out who we were, to come up with some tourism. So I was on the city council, I made the motion we become the future birthplace of Captain Kirk, and we voted our sin. The next day I contacted a friend with the Cedar Rapids Gazette and told him I didn't want to impose on our friendship, but if he wanted to run a story, this is what happened. He ran it front page the next day. We have grown every year incrementally since then. The statue has, like I said, been a goal for years. I had two goals. Get a statue of Captain Kirk, William Shatner's Captain Kirk, and to keep Paramount Studios from suing me. And so far, we've succeeded in both of those. When Gene Roddenberry was contacted about this, he told the media that it's a very enterprising idea, and as far as I'm concerned, the first volunteer has it. And that's been our bona fides ever since. If Mr. Roddenberry said we have it, then Paramount went along with us, and we have it.
And how does it feel to finally have this statue here in Riverside?
That's a joy. We have the museum, we have the future birthplace with the monument there, but a statue is something that lasts forever. That's eternal. And the bronze statue here is going to go up, I believe, in the other park. I'm not sure exactly where the location will be, but that commemorates the event and continues it on ad infinitum. So we're happy about that. And in 210 years, when Captain Kirk will be born here, we hope the statue will be here so he can actually see it as a young individual.
I then spoke with attendees Jackie and Steve Busjager from White Bear Lake, Minnesota, who made their third trip to Trekfest this year.
My name is Jackie Busjager. It's B-U-S-S-J-A-E-G-E-R.
Steve Busjager.
And you guys are both residents of White Bear Lake, Minnesota?
Yeah.
Okay. What brought you guys out to Trekfest the first year you came?
I think I saw something on the internet about it, that there was just this quirky festival somewhere down in Iowa and that it was the future birthplace of Captain Kirk, which I thought was just hilarious. So when I heard about it, I kind of planted a seed in my mind where I was like, hey, that's not that far away to go to. So maybe we should try just do a road trip or something.
What do you guys like about Trekfest? What keeps you coming back?
Well, it's the people, mainly the venue and seeing the different costumes and crazy people.
We had the statue unveiling today. What did you think of the statue? Have you gotten a good look at it?
We were in the back of the crowd, so we have not got a good look at it yet, but we are highly interested in seeing it.
Yeah, it's really fun to see it come to fruition after we heard a couple years back that they were trying to get this done. And we saw the concept drawing, and now here we are 2 years later, and it's actually out here standing in the park, which is pretty cool.
What do you guys like to do, or what have you done so far for Trekfest here?
Well, in the evenings, we'll come down and listen to the music.
We did the trivia.
We did the trivia. Haven't watched a movie. Did the stars one year. We looked at the...
And then we went and listened to the Star Trek experts give their talk about the making of the Wrath of Khan, which was very cool.
What do you guys like most about Star Trek?
Oh, characters. I like the characters the best, you know, and the situations they get into and out of.
I really enjoy the stories and the way that the stories kind of bring to light some of the deeper truths about humanity. They're just very human stories in a very exciting setting.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa, with attendees at the unveiling of the life-size bronze Captain Kirk statue during TrekFest in Riverside. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.